Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Limler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we begin this morning, I do apologize for the backwards background. Somehow my setting to reverse that on my iPad disappeared. And so I'll have to do some investigating on that at another time. It bugs me. I don't know whether it's a problem for anyone else. But anyhow, this week as we begin and we prepare today to worship God together, it's my prayer that you are gathering with others, whether you're able to do so in person, whether you're participating online, gathering with family, with a small group somewhere, to worship God, to celebrate His death, burial, and resurrection, and to honor Jesus. We're going to be looking all week at different aspects of learning to serve. It's one of those elements that, as Christians, we know that we're supposed to. But as humans, we tend to fight against it at times. Or if we're willing to serve, we want to serve on our terms. I'll serve if you provide this, or I'll serve if you do things my way, or I'll serve if I'm rested and not too tired. As I began to lay out this week's prayer guide on learning to serve, knowing that it would begin today on Mother's Day, I thought it was very fitting. Mothers are often a good example of those who put into practice what God's design is and desire is for us to serve. Have you ever been in conversation with someone about something that you wanted to keep private? Or maybe you weren't so concerned about it being completely private, but there was, well, at least one person that you did not want them to hear because, well, maybe it was about them. And then have that person be standing there when you turned around. You see, when we're caught off guard with saying things that we know probably weren't appropriate, we can become a bit embarrassed. Imagine what it was like for the disciples to spend 3+ years walking with Jesus and listening to His teachings and being with Him and having their conversations and thoughts known to Him. At one time, while the disciples were arguing about who was the greatest, and it seems they did this periodically, Jesus addresses their argument, I'm guessing kind of unexpected on their part. But He tells them, that's the way of the world. Well, what you're talking about, what you're wanting is a pecking order that is the way the world does things. He said, they get power and they lord it over others and they want to be great and they want to be seen as great. And in their view, being great is not having to do anything you don't want to do because you have people that do it for you. But Jesus says, not so with you. Not so with those who call Him Lord. Not so with those who follow Jesus. He says, if you want to be great, you will learn to serve. And not just serve when it's convenient. The greatest must become slave to all. As we spend time this week, we're going to be looking at different aspects of how God would have us serve. But I believe all of that begins with a recognition that it's according and needs to be according to His will, according to His design, according to His calling. It needs to be defined by God. The service that we do to others, the service we do for others, is something that isn't ours to decide who's worthy and who isn't. You see, the type of service Jesus is calling us to is one that says, yes, Lord, I'll do it. It's one that says, because you said so, I will do it. When I grew up, that was enough of an answer from my parents. Because I said so. And I knew that I ought to do whatever it was because they said so. And I know we live in a time where children don't accept that answer. Parents don't feel comfortable leaving it at that. But sometimes I think by believing we have to explain all of our motives and intended outcomes and everything else to our children every time that we want them to do something, we fail to teach them the obedience that God calls each one of us to. Sometimes, because I said so is all the answer that we'll get, and sometimes it's more of an answer than what we'll get. But when we choose to be servant of all, it's enough. You see, living life God's way is going to look different from doing life the way of the world. And we have worked so hard at times to blend them together so that we're not uncomfortable and so that others are not uncomfortable. But if there's no distinctive in living as God's servant, then there's two problems at least. One is, why would anybody want to? And two, how would you know if you were? You see, learning to serve according to God's direction is a self-sacrificing giving of yourself for the benefit of someone else. That's the example that Jesus left for all of us. His awareness of why He was on earth. The Bible says that the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give Himself as a ransom, a payment to buy back those who were in bondage to sin. And Jesus was tempted. The Bible says He was tempted in every way just as us, but without sin. And so He was tempted to forego, bypass the ugly parts of serving, the painful parts of serving. But he chose to be obedient. The Bible says that Jesus' prayers, his cries, his anguish was heard because of his submission to his Father, because of his obedience to his Father. You see, learning to serve begins with not just an awareness, but a decision that God's in charge. And I'll do whatever he says. Just because he says so. And I'm not saying there aren't times that we question God. It seems to be a part of our nature. And sometimes God will provide more explanation. But whether or not that explanation comes should not determine whether or not we obey. Like I said, in many ways, I think my generation has an advantage because we were taught that because I said so is a good enough answer. And as children of God, we need to learn to accept that when it comes from God. And as we gaze into his word, that perfect law that gives freedom, as James puts it, may we take in deeply all of its instruction. And may we put it into practice, serving others. God talks about our ability to serve him as reflected in how we serve others. Today, as we pray, would you decide to serve in a greater way? And when I say that, I'm not talking about a more noticeable way. I'm not talking about a bigger way. I'm talking about an obedient way. Would you spend some time praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love for us is so incredible. And you call us to yourself and have given us the example in Jesus of serving people as an expression of our love and as an expression of your love. And so, Father, today, help us to lay the groundwork in our heart, in our spirit, in our mind of learning to serve. May we be the students of your word that accept what it says. Forgive us for those times that we gaze into it and we decide to change it because we don't like it. Or we decide to change it because it points out sin in our life or the lives of our friends. Father, help us to believe you, to trust you, and to honor you with our obedience and our service. Father, may we recognize and honor those who serve well. I think today of mothers on this Mother's Day here in the United States and some parts of the world. Often incredible examples of those who have learned to serve, who look out for the needs of their family, of their children, above their own. Father, I think of the godly examples of mothers that have been in my life, who have lived and practiced caring for others, serving others. May we learn from those examples, and if we've not had that kind of mother in our life, may we be that kind of person so that others will have it in their life. And Father, may we honor those that serve well, those that have learned to serve and teach us by their example and their words. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that they would understand the value of doing what you say. That they would learn to serve their parents, their families, so their peers, that they would not get caught up in this world's trap of always having to be better by the world's definition. May they learn to accept "because I said so" as an appropriate answer. Especially when it comes to your word and comes to their relationship with you. May we live as those who are a slave to all. That our representation of Jesus would not exclude anyone. That in that context, we're serving anyone and everyone because we want them to see Jesus. We want them to hear Jesus. We want them to know Jesus. Father, today as we gather and we worship you, may we be reminded about how much you desire for us to learn to serve. And not just learn about serving, but learn to actually do it. And Father, as we serve people today, may we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.